Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Sean Wade, CEO of Power Metal Resources. Welcome back, Sean.
Hi, Phil. Thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely. So we've just seen the company complete the formation of a uranium-focused joint venture with UCAM Limited, involving Power Metal's entire portfolio of uranium licenses. UCAM's initial £10 million investment grants a 70% stake in Power Metal's Canadian subsidiary, with potential for an additional £4 million based on performance. You highlighted the joint venture as a significant value driver for shareholders, featuring at least five major drilling programs. Recent acquisitions like Drake Lake Silas have also been integrated, and field work across various projects, including Perch River, Tate Hill and Cook Lake, is progressing with results expected soon. Sounds like great progress, and you must be glad to have completed the joint venture, Sean.
Yeah, very much so, Phil, and thanks very much for that summary. That's very accurate. I mean, look, I appreciate that shareholders have had to be very patient because, you know, we entered an exclusivity period back in June. You know, we obviously had intended to get this deal done a little bit sooner, but, you know, it's quite complicated. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do. It involves, you know, Canadian entities. And the Drake Lake Silas acquisition, which you mentioned, is also quite a sort of complicating factor. So a lot of legal work, you know, a large transaction document has been, you know, compiled. Obviously, the investor has had to form a company, UCAM, in order to make the investment. So, you know, but it's all been very straightforward, and you know, we've worked incredibly well together, and there's been no difficulties in terms of, you know, the terms. We've, you know, that was all agreed at the outset. So it's just been sort of pure legal work, and it's great to deliver it. And as I said, I know that you know, shareholders have had to be patient, but, you know, things of this size, you know, do tend to take time, and you can't always, you know, control the processes. So we're very, very pleased to be here, and really, really looking forward to bringing these assets on, you know, pretty rapidly, and certainly more rapidly now with this financial firepower than we probably could have done on our own, which was obviously the reason why, you know, we sought a big investor of this kind. So
Yeah. So, I mean, just talk shareholders through and listeners through just how significant the, because obviously originally there was an intention to spin out the assets into a separate company, but presumably this, you've got more properties now in this Canadian subsidiary than you would have had on a spin out. So just talk the listeners through how significant the projects now are.
Yes. So that's quite right. So, you know, we've got, you know, it's a very, very large license area comprising, you know, around about 18 separate projects. I mean, that's obviously, those projects have more than one license necessarily, but let's call that sort of 18 properties. Now, we were contemplating the IPO of UEE, Uranium Energy Exploration. That would have taken, well, initially what we announced was that there were going to be two properties going into it. Then as we developed the idea a little bit further, it looked like we would probably do more, probably four properties. And we were doing extremely well with the marketing, and we had some very good interest. We had a cornerstone investor, but we went in to see what is now being called UCAM. And they said, look, you know, this is a very exciting set of properties. We are very keen on uranium. We would like to do a deal with you involving the entire license area, not just the small number that you're talking about. And do it as a joint venture structure so that, you know, we will put the money in, we'll become a majority shareholder. You do the management and the exploration work, and we'll see, you know, what happens in the future in terms of, you know, does that become an IPO? Does that become, you know, something else? You know, maybe sort of sold off in part or in whole or whatever. That's all for, you know, for the future. But, you know, but let's look at that. So it was very clear to us that with the kind of financial firepower that they were prepared to put into it, that this was a much better deal for the Power Metal shareholders. You know, the UEE transaction, I'm sure, would have been very successful, but would have inevitably been quite a lot smaller and would have, you know, required ongoing capital raises and so on, and all of the things that smaller AIM companies have to do, and would have been operating on a, you know, relatively limited budget. What this allows us to do is to really get going across the whole piece, make those discoveries that we're looking for. So a fair amount of that work has been ongoing anyway during the current field season, and I think we've been quite clear on that. If people look at the announcement that we published on the 30th of September, that we talked about the ground-based surveys that have been undertaken across seven properties and what those were designed to do. And I know, you know, Jack Dan, who I think a lot of your listeners will know, and certainly a lot of people who follow us on the Telegram group will know, Jack is going to be the technical director of this project. And I think, you know, he's already come on today to say, look, he's happy to answer questions. So I think people listening to this, and if they do, you know, sort of get involved in those channels, you know, Jack will be available to talk about the specifics of the geology and so on. But, you know, what we're hoping to do is over the balance of the year, more of this surveying work, establishing closely what our drill targets are going to be. And then, you know, we're not making an official announcement on it at the moment, but I would say, you know, in the early part of next year and in the spring, you know, we would hope to really get the drills going and start, you know, really focusing on those discoveries. And look, you know, I think we're all sold on the uranium macro. I think we're also all very confident that this is the world's premier jurisdiction for uranium exploration. And we've got a world-class, world-renowned resource investor with a very, very generous financing package. So I think we're really set up for success here. And I'm absolutely convinced that we will add a tremendous amount of value to shareholders. So, you know, we've got...
So, Sean, let me interrupt you, okay? Because the deal is a game changer for Power Metals. So I think people need to sort of take a step back and understand that a world-renowned investor has taken a package of assets from you, uranium assets, in a tier one or, you know, first world jurisdiction in Canada, and is willing to put £10 million into the ground on these assets. If one of these assets comes with a uranium asset that is commercial and is able to be used and sold, how much is it going to be worth?
Well, that's the multiple million dollar question, obviously. And I think, you know, I've got to be obviously a little bit careful, both from the point of view of, you know, the investor itself and not to overpromise for our shareholders. But, you know, you could be talking, well, I mean, many multiples of their original investment. I mean, the terms of the deal that we've announced are that we will get 4 million, sort of, as it were, you know, kind of a bonus payment, if you like, if they've made three times the value of their original investment. And, you know, I think that's pretty modest. I mean, we're delighted with that deal because, you know, I think if we do make at least one or more commercial discoveries, you know, they will be making considerably more money than that. So look, I mean, you could pick a number, really. It's too early to say what sort of size and scale the individual properties could be. I think it's safe to say that, you know, I often describe this as, you know, if you go back to the 1950s or something, and, you know, there are the sort of bomb craters all over London, and you say, well, I've got a bit of land in the city, or I've got a bit of land in Mayfair, you know, doesn't actually have a house on it at the moment, but, you know, I'm in the right neck of the woods, aren't I? You know, you'd have made a lot of money, wouldn't you? So, you know, I do sort of feel a little bit like that, you know, we are in the absolutely right place. We've got broadly spread properties, you know, inside the basin, outside the basin, the different geologies that all that implies. Obviously, the Drake Lake asset is actually not in Athabasca, it's elsewhere in Canada. But I think we've been clear in our announcements, you know, what the opportunity could be there as well. And we've also, you know, we've got that one underway too. So, you know, there really are multiple goes at this. But fundamentally, and we say this a lot, don't we, you know, with our model, that, you know, if you operate on a shoestring, you know, you're not going to give yourself the best chance. And this market is extremely difficult to raise money in, even for very good projects. You know, we've talked at length about that. And to, you know, to do this ourselves, it would be really difficult to try and achieve that kind of value. Much better to JV with a partner with the firepower. Our investors get effectively a, you know, a free carry. You know, we manage it, make the discoveries, and everybody benefits. So I'm very comfortable with the model. And also the other thing just to say is we've talked a lot about the different ways we seek to crystallize value for people. So I think everybody's been, all your listeners will know all about Guardian Metal and how successful that has been as an IPO, and obviously how much of our value is inherent in that stake. I mean, we, you know, not here to talk about how hugely undervalued the shares are, but I think it's fairly obvious, you know, that almost our entire market cap is our stake in Guardian Metal. They've put out a stunning announcement of their own this morning, talking about a drill result in the tungsten asset, which, you know, Oliver, I'm sure, will be doing lots of his own media, but, you know, he's extremely excited about this. And it's furthering that, you know, proving that asset out and hopefully putting to bed this idea that we've never really found anything, because I think we're finding quite a lot as it happens. And that's doing extremely well. But, you know, the IPO has clearly worked, but we're not exclusive to just IPOs. You know, a joint venture, as we've done here with UCAM, is equally good. You know, in this particular case, the right structure for this particular asset. So, you know, my job is, apart from obviously the sort of investor relations part, is getting the right capital structure for the business, the right capital solutions for our assets. And I'm very confident that in both those two cases, you know, we've achieved that. So there's a lot more to come from the model in terms of how we're going to look at the other assets. But for the point of view of the uranium, this is going to generate a lot of the kind of project-oriented news that people like. You know, drill programs, drill results, assays, all that kind of stuff that Oliver's putting out at the moment through GMET is what you're going to expect from the uranium portfolio.
Yeah, and if you compare that rollout of GMET into an IPO and this particular joint venture, well, this particular joint venture is much richer than the GMET deal ultimately, both with cash and the number of assets that have gone in it, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we've speculated if GMET continues to have good results and also gets a Department of Defense grant, which is looking very likely, as we've seen it on slides. You know, the GMET share price is going to dwarf Power Metal Resources in terms of the share price, and you have the assets in there from this new JV. And also, we haven't even had the opportunity to talk to you really about the potential for the Saudi Arabian Peninsula there as well, which is also huge. You know, I mean.
Well, I'm very glad you mentioned that. Yeah. No, that's right. And you know, look, you know, I always enjoy these chats because, you know, what's great is that you and Phil understand the model so well, which helps a lot because you know, getting the message across is not always necessarily very easy. But yeah, look, on the Arabian Shield thing, there's a couple of I should also say that to the shareholders, look, we're a bit overdue doing a bit of media, and I know we, you know, people have asked about the two announcements we've made. And the truth is, I was hoping, obviously, that the uranium deal would be a little bit sooner, and we would do it all sort of in one go. But you know, obviously, it hasn't worked out that way. But so that hasn't given me the chance to sort of address these points. And I think one thing that did sort of come up from the feedback is people are very excited about the opportunities we've got there, but are a little bit worried that, you know, we're signing these agreements. They come with what look like quite big spending commitments. And how are you going to pay for that? Is that going to be us? Is that going to be somebody else? Or, you know, are you going to have to raise money? And nobody likes raising money, and, you know, so on and so forth. And I think it is important that, you know, we have been hopefully clear that we have Power Arabia at the moment as a, you know, majority-owned subsidiary, and that is going to be the home for all of the assets that we are looking for in Saudi Arabia and Oman in the overall Arabian Shield. We've got three deals on the table at the moment. The one that we talked about on the 11th of September, which was the non-binding heads of terms with Elara and Atwad Copper, that's in Oman. Now, I know that we said we're executing a legally binding sort of heads of terms. That is, at the moment, under review by both parties and being finalized, and I hope we can make an announcement on that fairly shortly. Things don't always move terribly quickly in the Middle East, Kev, as you all know yourself. And you know, that's being worked on as we speak. So sort of asking for people's patience a little bit on that. The AMAC deal that we've also announced, which is in Saudi, is very, very, very significant. The, you know, Al-Masan, Al-Kobra is the, you know, the largest publicly listed mining company in Saudi Arabia. In other words, it's not Ma'aden, but it's a hugely prestigious counterparty for us. Now, but on the face of it, they're saying, right, well, you're going to spend $3 million over 2 years. And everyone's saying, well, how are you going to do that? Now, a couple of things. First of all, we're not buying an asset for cash. So we're not, you know, no one's asking us for a check for $3 million. What the $3 million represents, our work on that project. So, which, you know, involves, for a start, you know, desktop work, you know, it's me paying a salary to an employee or a fee to a contractor to do that work. Now, it's obviously cash, but it's not cash in the sense that I have to give them $3 million in order to do the work that I'm doing. I need to employ people to do stuff. So it's over 2 years. It doesn't all happen on day one. And it gives us time to do what we're doing at the moment, which is to seek an investor or investors into Power Arabia. And I can say that without getting into any sort of regulatory trouble, you know, we're making very good progress on that. We've got a number of live conversations which could involve a joint venture structure, much as we've talked about with UCAM, and we're talking to some very interesting institutions and individuals, you know, with that structure in mind. It could involve an IPO, so in other words, we could talk about a pre-IPO round and then an IPO to come. That would not necessarily be restricted to AIM. You know, there is a lot of appetite in Canada, for example. There's appetite in Australia for the Saudi Arabian assets. So just, you know, it goes back to the point that my job is to find the optimal solution. Where is the capital? What structure does it need to be in? What's the best opportunity for the Pan Metal shareholders? And what, you know, what can be executed and what can be done on a timely basis? So
So short, this interview and podcast is short form. What I want to suggest to you is that we get Oliver and it's Jack, is it? For the UAE and yourself by the end of the week, and we will do a power special where we will talk for an hour about everything that is Power Metals. I think this will help the shareholders understand the value that's intrinsically within it, and also give more clarity on this UAE deal. Or what was the UAE deal, which is now the joint venture. So I think that's going to make more sense. We want to say to people now, listen, Power Metal Resources is ridiculously valued. I know you can't say that, but I can. But it is ridiculously valued now based on the assets that you hold, based on this deal having been struck. I mean, I personally think that this uranium deal could be much bigger than Guardian Metal Resources, to be honest with you. But that's only my personal opinion. And you can either agree or disagree or not say anything. It's up to
Well,
you.
I certainly think, and I, you know, I'm just, you know, naturally a little bit cautious because, you know, we know what's can happen in this sector if you sort of get people a little bit over revved up, and you know, these things do take time. I mean, you know, we're talking about drilling potentially in the spring. You know, you've got to do that, then you've got to get results and so on. So, you know, nothing's going to happen overnight. Likewise, you know, the Arabian stuff, you know, takes time. It'll take time before we get meaningful results, discoveries, and so forth. And as it stands at the moment, you know, we haven't got a deal in place. We have a lot of conversations going on about financing, but you know, I'm not announcing that we've got it. So I want to just keep people sort of slightly, you know, just sort of sensible on it. But having said that, you know, in both cases, well, as GMAT, you said, you know, all the Arabia stuff and all the uranium stuff, there is a tremendous amount of potential. I mean, you know, it's, well, as I said, you know, you could come up with any number because what problem with exploration is it's pretty arbitrary. You know, when you go into a conversation about financing and you say, well, we could give you X percent of the deal in return for Y millions of pounds, how do you know what you're buying in the sense that, you know, a discovery could be worth hundreds of millions? I mean, you don't know. So it's a very sort of, it's very difficult on the basis of, you know, very early stage results to
Yeah,
say
yeah.
what the right number is. So that, and that's, you know,
It's it's a speculative play. There's no doubt about it. But with the Golden Metal Resources now, it's not then. Yeah, it's not. It's gone past the point of speculation now. With the Saudi Arabian Shield, there's no doubt there's resources there. I mean, it's been proven many, many times. So it's not like it's not there. It's whether your assets actually produce that. And the same with the uranium. It's been proved in that area of Canada that there is uranium, and you know that's it. So let's press the pause button, and later in the week, maybe on Thursday, we can get you all three of you guys together, and let's do a podcast that talks about all of the geological stuff, so people can understand what it is it's all about.
Perfect. Sounds great. Maybe yeah. No, well, I mean, Thursday would be good. I mean, I'm sure we'll get that organized. And be great to get Jack on and him introduced on this, because he's gonna be key for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Jack will be coming on interviews as you announce these things for this uranium thing as we go forward. So yeah, let's get everybody an overview of what's going on, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, okay. On that note, we'll
Wonderful.
say Sean Waite here of Power Metal Resources. Thanks very much for coming on the episode.
Thanks, guys. Really nice to see you.
Cheers, Sean.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.